It's a Thursday morning of the Breaker of Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
I'm doing great, buddy.
36 degrees right now. Gonna get up into the low 40s. Windy.
Yeah.
The wind coming. All right. It's Thursday.
Yeah.
And the new thing that happens in the break room on Thursday, the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
It's a Tommy Tracksuit Thursday.
You don't want to miss this one.
If you would like to get a look at Tommy's Thursday tracksuit today, brand new.
Comes with accessories.
The Odyssey app, WCMF.com, YouTube, and Twitch. The Break Room, WCMF on YouTube and Twitch. Kimmy, would you like to describe to the audience what Tommy's tracksuit looks like today?
Okay, so it's a muted color, but just the bling on the zipper, the hat that goes with it, and the shoes and everything, the white tee underneath, it's all just a vibe. I don't know how to describe it. I don't know what he looks like. I think he created his own look with this one.
Wow.
You look like Gene Hackman right now.
Like, I can't think of anything to compare that specific tracksuit to.
Thank you. No, I'm gonna take it as a compliment.
No, you look like every 1970s DJ in Harlem. You look like Grandmaster Trash.
But those guys were all cool.
The hat, man.
What's wrong with that?
I think the hat makes it. I thought
the hat kind of brought it together.
Yes.
Okay.
I've worn the hat before.
I know you've worn the hat before.
But I said, man, this is the look I've been looking for this hat.
The hat takes on a whole new life with this outfit.
I think it takes it to the next level.
You look like...
And when I put on the tortoiseshell glasses, what is it? See? I can't really get it because I got too much on right now. See? Look at that. Right?
You look like a man who's lived his whole life in Brooklyn and hangs out with pigeons.
Again, those guys are cool.
And you have pigeons out front, so you're pretty close.
Yes, and I can play chess in the park if I knew how to play.
You look like Sherlock Holmes if you played rec league basketball.
I thought I looked like I owned a minor league basketball team.
No.
Minor league.
You look like the guy who lights the cigarettes for the guy who owns a minor league basketball team. You look like his flunky. And Lord knows, we know a lot of those guys.
We do know some flunkies.
All right. So again, if you would like a grand old look at Tommy's Thursday tracksuit on a Tommy Tracksuit Thursday, the Odyssey app, WCMF.com, YouTube, and Twitch. You think you look big money?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Look at that. Right. Look at that.
Yeah. No. I mean, we got 4 hours of show. I'm trying to not blow everything right now. Yeah. Trying to save a little bit of stuff for later. Yeah. Let's talk big money.
Who's got big money?
Well, nobody really, except for the banks. And there is a story about Citibank yesterday that hit. Did you see this story?
No. What'd they do?
All right. So there was a customer of Citigroup, Citibank, whatever.
Yeah.
That was supposed to receive a deposit of $280.
Okay.
Right.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Okay. But the Citigroup, the bank, made a mistake.
How much?
A good mistake?
Yes.
Okay.
According to a story in the Financial Times, somehow the $280 deposit this man was supposed to receive became $81 trillion.
Oh, man, he could pay off the debt.
Like,
they still have a lot of money left over.
They were going to put $81 trillion.
How many zeros
How'd you screw up that bad?
Okay.
But like, I don't think you could... Can any calculator the planet, a standard calculator, how high does it go?
It's an incomprehensible amount of money. Just to give you a little perspective, if he had the $81 trillion in his account, it would have instantly made him the richest person to ever live. It's so much money.
He would have been richer than most countries.
Tommy, $81 trillion is 65% of all the cash that exists on planet Earth.
Of all
everything
types.
Yes. He would have had 65%.
He would have had all the pennies.
He would have had all the pennies.
Yeah. Take that.
And then some.
Yeah.
So somehow, Citigroup, which is one of the biggest banks on the planet.
Yeah, you would think that would have got flagged immediately. Mm.
So they have two employees that are tasked. Their only job is to make sure stuff like this doesn't happen. Like, it goes through one of them, it goes through the other. Okay. Both of them missed it. And the transaction.
You think the computer would have said this doesn't even make sense?
Mm-hmm. The transaction was live for 90 minutes.
So technically, he was the richest person in recorded history.
So here's the thing: it was live as in it was on its way.
Oh,
it never actually hit his account.
He could never actually spend it.
Yes, somebody caught it right before he would have been able to spend that money. But the story says this man was just minutes away from getting a push notification on his phone that he had become the richest person to ever live.
Yes.
Okay. So here's my question.
Yeah.
And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. You wake up to $81 trillion in your bank account. Yeah. Tommy, what is your first move?
Yacht.
No, I... Like, so you're spending it. You're not even thinking about calling the bank.
I'm scoring a yacht.
Okay.
And a nice one.
You can't just...
Like a goddamn yacht.
Okay. You can't just buy a yacht in an hour.
Yes, you can.
Without any research?
Yeah, I could buy a yacht online.
I don't think you could. I don't think there's like a site you could just be like, click, buy the yacht.
You can buy a yacht online.
No, you can't. How do you know?
Yacht.com. You could buy a yacht.
You don't know how to spell yacht. I'd be afraid of what came up with you trying to spell yacht.com.
H-A-R-T.
So you're not concerned about punishment? You're not concerned about anything? That's what I'm asking you. In real life, you wake up today, you got $81 trillion in your account.
All right, so I guess I wouldn't go yacht.
What would you go?
I had to go a little lower.
What?
Really nice car.
Okay. But again,
you could buy a car online really easy.
Instantly, but a really nice one? Like, I can't go to Lamborghini.com.
I don't want a Lamborghini because I look stupid at my age.
Yeah, not like this outfit.
You know what I go with?
What's that?
Bentley. One of them nice-ass old man Bentleys.
No, but Bentley is a car you...
I already got the hat.
Uh-huh.
I got the gangster lean.
No, you don't.
Gangster white walls. That TV looks... antenna in the back.
Okay, that lean,
gangster
I thought...
Gangster white walls.
I think that lean is your back just degrading over age.
Diamond in the back, sun rooftop. Yeah.
Bentley is for someone else to drive you around. Guy who drives his own Bentley is a bum.
Let me be a Bentley bum. Matter of fact, I'll put that as my vanity plate. Bentley bum.
Man who hates vanity plates.
I'm wearing a $40 tracksuit. What do I care?
All right, Kimmy, you wake up $81 trillion in your account. Your first
you know she's going down to immediately.
You look like
Queen Green is showing up.
Queen Green. You look like a drug dealer that got locked up in 1981 and just got out. They gave you the clothes you wore in. Sorry, Kimmy.
By the way, you wouldn't spend it on the weed. You'd spend it on the snacks. But anyways.
Oh, good point.
See, the first thing I'm doing is thinking, because I'm probably looking at this on my app, right?
Yes,
like, that's the first time you're going to notice it is on your phone. So my first thought is, it's a glitch.
So you're not going to do
down.
Anything?
App's down. Okay. I'm going to wait this out, see what happens, because this can't be real. There's no way I'm spending that money. Unless it's in my account for, like, more than 2 days.
Okay, at that point, it's gone.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Kimmy, you could go to an ATM, check your balance.
Chip out a little bit.
Yeah.
You could grab a little bit, right? Let's say you just went and grabbed 5G.
Okay.
Quick.
Yeah.
Go have some fun with it. Go on. I didn't realize, man.
I didn't realize that I was the richest
down
person.
Payment on my Bentley.
You think, what does this Bentley look like? It's got a $5,000 down payment.
It's a downstroke, man.
I don't, bro, you think you can get a Bentley with a 5G down payment?
My credit's going to be unbelievable. My credit score, I don't even know what that would be. Because I'm worth 80, what, how many?
81 trillion.
Yeah, I'm going to have an awesome credit score.
You'd have to first look up how many zeros that is. I wouldn't recognize trillion right away on my phone.
I don't know what that is.
All right, so let's think here. 7
is a million.
Is a million.
Yeah.
8, 10 million. 9, 100 million. 10 would be a billion.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how high we have to get there.
How many billions on your phone to show all the zeros?
Yeah, how many billions are in 1 trillion?
Kimmy, will you Google that?
How many? Would you say that
How
again?
Many billions are in 1 trillion?
900
No, I don't know.
100 billion would be.
But it could be.
Is 100 billion a trillion?
I don't know.
Hold on.
All right. While she's doing that, 252-WCMF.
1,000 billion?
Oh. It's 1,000 billion?
I got $1,000 billion.
That's insane.
I don't. She just guessed.
1,000, yeah.
It's 1,000 billion.
That's 1,000 Tom Golisano.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of geese, man.
Yes.
Again, we're talking about the story. Citigroup, in a story in the Financial Times, somehow almost deposited a man. Almost deposited $81 trillion in a man's account who was supposed to get a $280 deposit. Two people at this bank are tasked in the whole thing with making sure this exact thing doesn't happen. Somehow they both miss this problem. It went live for 90 minutes. The bank, the money was in between the bank and this guy's account. Now they caught it and they got it back. But this guy was mere minutes, according to the story, from being the richest person to ever live. And again, just to give perspective on how much $81 trillion is, that is 65% of all the cash that exists on the planet. All right, if you want to do something with this money, there is only one thing you can do.
What's that?
All right. You can't spend the money as fast as you can, because you're right. If you go to an ATM, everyone's bank, because I know even though you have $81 trillion,
you're limited.
Exactly. So what it is, whatever it is, $500 to $5,000, whatever you could spend in a day, you're stuck. If you want more money than that, The only thing you can do is to spend as fast as you can online on all of the most expensive luxury items you can find.
Oh, okay. So you go grab all your like high-end like Rolex watches and stuff like
that. Rolex watches, diamond jewelry, Fabergé eggs, like anything you can buy in that moment. You just boom, 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 boom. Best case scenario, worst case scenario.
You can return it.
Well, yeah, you can. Well, no, because it would go back to the account.
Oh, true.
So worst case scenario, you have all this luxury stuff. Best case scenario, you can resell it and make a ton of money.
But you would still have to pay back the bank.
So here's what I'm thinking. $81 trillion is so much money, and it is such an embarrassment for Citibank.
Okay.
That if I were to spend $100,000.
They just let it go.
They would have to, Kimmy.
$100,000, you think they'd let go? I can see like maybe like a grand.
Okay. Counterpoint.
Like, whoops, you guys messed up here.
But yeah, banks are dicks.
$100,000. Okay.
They're evil. They're dicks. You need them, but they're dicks.
Counterpoint.
Right.
You almost made me the richest person on the planet and gave me 65% of all the money in the world. I think that I'm going to take my $100,000.
Okay.
You're going to take back. Like, that's less than a percentage of a percentage of a percentage. $100,000
money that didn't exist.
Okay. I'm pretty sure, even with my weak negotiating skills, I could use the media.
So you think they're going to give you a pass on 100 G's?
You would have to.
Out of the goodness of their heart.
No, not out of the goodness of their heart. Out of the massive embarrassment.
Well, here's the thing. That would work if it hadn't already gone viral. Like, if this hadn't gotten out yet, you have no leverage.
That's what
because
I'm saying.
They're already embarrassed.
Here's what I'm getting at. This story only got out because a couple of people, I guess, in Citibank, or it was like a sit-down, it got out. That's my move.
Oh.
If you...
You got to get ahead of it.
Yeah, you want to come after this money, fine. I'll find a way to get you the money back. I'm going to do every interview that anybody has ever wanted me to do ever.
And you'll get them all.
So...
All right.
Is that worth $100,000 of the $81 trillion you just gave me?
Okay, so you kind of... Yeah.
Hold them hostage.
Yeah,
blackmail.
Yeah. Cut a deal.
Yeah.
All right.
Right? That would work.
Yeah.
And now I got 100 Rolexes.
100 Rolex.
Well, no, they'd probably be less than
I don't even know how much a Rolex is. Aren't they like, they have like a range $10 to like, they sell on the street?
I don't think they're $10.
Yeah, they're Rolex. They're pretty cool.
You look like you should be wearing one of those right now.
I used to have a semi-Brolex I bought on Canal Street.
I believe all of that.
Again, they look good for about an hour.
You look like you're going to sell me something on Canal Street in that outfit right now. Man. Just the look. I mean, even if you just had the screenshot of your bank account is worth $81
trillion. You'd have to have that, like, framed.
Yep.
Somewhere.
I'm with you 100%.
Yeah. And then a picture of you standing next to it with the thumbs up.
How about have the screenshot to show to women at bars? I'm worth $81 trillion.
Yeah.
See?
Sleep with me.
Please. Also, can you cover this? I got to figure out a way to pay $100,000 back to Citigroup.
It would suck if you had that much money, like, for a couple minutes and you still didn't get laid. Like, like you showed her to her, but she still wasn't interested.
That amount is too much for anybody to actually believe.
Yeah, she's right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you got to walk into black and blue.
It's a random dude in Rochester's a trillionaire.
Pat and I knew some very stupid people.
Well, they slept with us without having $81 trillion.
That's a great
I'm still
point.
Even thinking like how dumb my sister was and how gullible. Like my sister would have fallen for that.
What a terrible thing to say.
I'm just
especially
saying.
After what Kimmy said. Only the dumbest, stupidest. My sister.
My sister just believes in all kind of crazy crap. You know what I mean?
Like if you had 100 million more believable than
a bajillion. It might as well be a bajillion. Is a bajillion a real number?
I don't know.
Let's Google real quick so we know if to use it. Because how many trillions go into a bajillion?
That's like something like a little kid says.
Yeah, I know, but it may also be a real number.
An actual number.
No, it is not. Damn. A zillion.
What comes out?
No.
Trillion and gazillion?
What comes out?
No, gazillion can't be a real number. If bajillion's not a real number, gazillion.
Oh, yeah, gazillion's that monster. They say it's got to go.
Quadrillion comes after trillion.
Quadrillion.
Quadrillion. Quadrillion.
As Tommy's doing Blue Oyster Cult over here. You also look like every young Japanese man in the Godzilla movies running away from him in that outfit. Yeah, I think this happened to everybody.
It happened.
You're sitting around with your buddies, your friends, family member, that weird uncle that nobody talks to. And he goes, hey, did you know that it's legal in New York State, too? And then he says something crazy. And you're like, no. Yeah.
So what's going on?
Well, a loophole.
Oh.
Well, a law that's been on the books that time is forgot and you can take advantage of. This might be that. Because it turns out this thing that maybe you've heard whispers of and you thought, is 100% legit. In New York State, you can do something that feels super illegal.
But it's legit.
And not get in any trouble for it.
Nice.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tommy?
Yeah, buddy.
When you come to a red light, you have to...
Stop.
But there is one exception.
There is?
Well, yeah. I mean, we all know. I mean, you'll have to stop, but if you are turning right...
Oh, right on red.
Yeah, you don't have to wait for it to turn green and go right on red. And that is the only exception when it comes to blowing through a red light, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wrong!
What else can I do?
It turns out that in New York State, there is a situation where it is 100% legal to turn left on red.
Really?
Really.
Don't you die?
Well, if you do it in the non-legal way.
Okay.
So this is a story that Kimmy found yesterday. News 8 details. And listen carefully.
Yeah.
Listen carefully. If you are at a one-way street that is going to your left and you are at a red light, as long as there are no pedestrians or oncoming traffic, you can make a left on red.
But it has to be on a one-way street.
It has to be a one-way street.
So that's like a city. Yeah, you'd have to be in the city for the most part.
Well, I'm sure there are other one-way streets where you'd be turning left.
I can't think of a one-way street in Pittsburgh.
There has to be one-way streets in Pittsburgh.
I don't think so. I don't think there was one in Webster. A one-way, like a one-way street that would go into an intersection.
No, I mean, there would be a light there. There doesn't have to be a major intersection to be a light. There are sometimes little intersections that have lights, too. You just looked me in the face and said, I don't think there's a one-way street in the two towns I've ever lived in.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Because usually one-way streets are primarily in cities.
Okay. Well, I mean, you got your city outfit on today. I mean,
City love. My downtown zips.
That somehow works.
No, it doesn't. Stop encouraging him. She's just doing this to make you look stupid. Don't listen to her.
Downtown zips.
Did you guys have any idea about this?
No. I had no idea.
Even if I came across this situation, I'm still not turning left. It just feels wrong.
What do you mean it just feels wrong?
It does.
Wrong?
Wouldn't you feel like you're doing something illegal?
I feel like I'm in Britain or something.
Again.
You can do it.
I love Kimmy. I don't want to live in a country where it feels natural to turn left on red.
I wouldn't even know how to do that.
What do you mean?
Like, red light, I'm just going to go.
Yeah, but
on
it
left.
Doesn't just feel so.
I've never done it.
No, but it's a one-way street.
Yeah,
but I've never experienced it.
Understood, which is why we're sharing it with you right now. Again, listen carefully. It is legal, according to News 8, to turn left on red. If you are on a one-way street, and there is a one-way street going to your left, if that, no pedestrians, no cars
coming.
Hold on.
I'm on a one-way street.
Yes.
And the other street has to be a one-way street.
So, okay, you know what?
You don't have to be on a one-way street.
Okay, hold on. It doesn't say that, but that would actually make more sense because there wouldn't be no traffic coming
through,
but it would be a red light. Yeah, wait, that doesn't make sense.
No. Somebody could still turn onto your street coming from one way.
But what if they're also turning left? You'd hit each other in the middle of the intersection.
I think we've had a flaw in this.
Yeah, but you wouldn't go unless there wasn't a car there.
Where does this street exist?
I don't know. Well, it has to exist if it's legal in the state of New York. It has to exist. You know, it's funny. Like we were talking about earlier, there was always that buddy that would tell you stuff like this, but he got it wrong.
Okay.
Kind of like we might be getting it wrong right now, right? Mm-hmm. And you always thought that he was so full of crap, like, right? You never paid attention
to it. Well, if I was in the car with somebody that did this, I'd be like, what are you doing?
Yeah, you're going
to
get busted.
It's okay. You ever been in a car when somebody makes a Pittsburgh left?
Yes.
What
is
a Pittsburgh left?
A Pittsburgh left is, okay, so if you're
basically cut somebody off.
Yes, exactly.
No.
It's when you're at an intersection.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when the light turns green, you wait for the traffic on the other lane to come forward, and then you go left.
Right.
A Pittsburgh left is when you turn left before everybody else comes.
Oh, I've done that, yes.
It's the most dick move on the planet.
Everybody.
I've never made a Pittsburgh left in my
life. Yes, you have.
Hand to God. Hand to God. I have never done it.
Man, you just tried to get a jump on the traffic. Yeah, I've done that.
No, why?
I've also done a, like... Let's say I got to make a U, and as soon as it turns, I'll cut the wheel and do it. And, like, there's certain cities you have to do that or you're stuck.
I love how
one of it
like
is
you.
South Florida.
Okay.
Man, if you don't jump, if you don't cut somebody off, you're stuck.
I love guys like you. What choice did I have? There was nothing we could do.
There's nothing you could do. Well, you know, driving in South Florida is like, it's like Long Island times 10.
Look, man, I don't want to listen to you, but in that outfit, you look like a man who drives in South Florida a ton. Again, it is a new Tommy Tracksuit Thursday if you want to check out this interesting concoction.
I like to think I'm driving like a high-mileage Buick.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, according to a story on News 8, there is a very specific situation where in New York State it is legal to make a left on red, a one-way street that is going to your left, as long as there are no pedestrians or cars, according to News 8, at a red light, you are allowed to legally turn left. You said there's no street like this, Tommy. It doesn't exist.
I know.
Jim says There is.
Oh.
He's on CMF. Hey, Jim, how are you, buddy?
Good. How are you?
Good, Jim. What you got?
So, it's not around here. It's at the other end of the state. But I used to travel a lot. And in Amsterdam, New York, there is two one-way streets with a traffic light. And I used to turn left on it all the time.
Now, did you do that knowing it was legal? Or did you do it just because you're a dick?
I did it because I'm a dick.
All right. But okay, now it turns out
you're not.
So it sounds like we do have a street in this state.
Oh, I'm sure
that qualifies.
I'm sure there are more.
There has to be a street like this.
That's two intersecting one-way streets.
We don't know.
With a light. Usually you just have a stop sign.
Again, we're not entirely. I don't want to give people the wrong information.
I don't know why it would have to be a one-way street.
I'm just thinking, okay, if I'm here.
Yeah.
Hey, Jim, have you ever made a Pittsburgh left?
No.
Oh, so wait, you don't trust me. Yeah, Tommy doesn't trust me. What are you doing? Oh, Jim, thanks for the call, buddy. I appreciate it. Tommy's slowly getting out of his chair. I thought you were collapsing.
No,
slowly.
I'm going
down.
Make a move.
No, let's think about this.
All right.
When it comes to, it has to be a one-way.
Yeah.
All right, so we got two lanes of traffic.
Right.
All right, and the two lanes of traffic the other way. If I'm turning left and this person is turning left at the same time,
yeah,
we would both collide
right
in the intersection.
Correct.
So it would make more sense
if there were two one-way streets.
But it doesn't say that, so I don't know.
Because I was thinking two one-way streets that were not parallel but intersecting.
I don't even know what that means.
Going this way.
No, I know.
You're going like
that. No, I'm saying it would have to be. Like, all right. 252 WCMF 252.
And then if your mother's here, I'd have to go like that. In this tracksuit.
Maybe Becky can figure it out. She's on CMF. Hey, Becky, how are you?
I'm good. How are you this morning?
What do you mean she don't know how to drive?
Her ass can't drive.
What are you doing? Go ahead, Becky. I'm sorry.
In Buffalo, I can't remember the name of the streets, but it's down at like the end of 33, and you get off of the expressway, and you turn left on a red light off of a one-way street onto a one-way street.
How about
coming out the expressway?
Yeah. And there's a dragon, and then a troll. You got to answer three questions, or else you can't do it.
I've done the defensive driving thing, you know, for the whole insurance reduction over the years, and it's kind of the trick question that they always ask everybody. Yeah. That they say, "Well, when can you turn red on or turn left on a red light or a red stop sign, whatever?" And I'm like, "On a one-way street, onto a one-way street."
Yeah, so she knows. Yeah. She knows what's up. All right. Becky, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Okay, we got it.
Okay.
We got it. No. I'm saying we got what you say does not exist.
Okay.
You said there is no street.
That's coming off an off-ramp onto a street. Okay.
All right. Well, let's talk to Tim.
No. I'm saying we have someone sitting here right now.
Okay.
Because you claim this does not exist in Rochester.
It doesn't sound like it.
Okay. I'm telling you, Tim says it does. Tim says it does. It sounds like it. He's on sale, man. Hey, Tim. How are you, buddy?
Good. How you guys doing?
Good. What's up, buddy?
Oh, well, when you're coming off the inner loop and you get up to Joseph Ave, there's like those three lights in a row, and you can turn left there on red all the time.
You say you can. Says who?
Sure you can.
Tim?
Tim?
New York State.
Tim in the state
of New York. I'm from Long Island, so I grew up going to New York City all the time. And in New York City, there's one-ways everywhere. So I've knew since I was a young age that you could turn left on red on a one-way.
Are you going to trust this Long Island smug-ass dick to know traffic in God's country?
You're the one in God's country. Try that in a small town.
Long Island ain't God's country.
You're the one that just told me you're making Pittsburgh lefts and illegal U-turns. I'm going to trust him over you.
He's doing his Nassau County jet-assing around.
No, Nassau. Suffolk County.
Yeah, oh, that's even worse.
Take that.
Tim, thanks for the call. Go Islanders.
I'm from Massapequa.
I'm getting a bunch of calls from people saying like they're this exact situation, like literally right around the corner from us.
No, like in High Falls, there's a couple of them, but there's no.
Well, I did say I couldn't think of any outside of a city.
That's what I said, a
major metropolitan area.
Oh, like Rochester?
I don't think
Rochester's a major metropolitan area.
I don't think Pittsford has this.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think Webster has.
Okay.
And I didn't hear anybody shouting out any of that stuff.
You don't go anywhere.
I go to Pittsburgh.
No, you know the route. You know the route from your house to Wegmans. Mm-hmm. You know the route from your house to work.
I know that. I know like up and down the avenue.
That's about it. It's one street.
Mm-hmm. And the Jeff.
Well, again, one street.
That's what you need.
Okay, let's take a break. You have to wonder what the grand idea was for the man facing these allegations. Because this is one of those decisions that was not going to help the situation in either way.
Yeah.
It was only going to result in more charges. But here's the thing. The only way the allegations in this story make this man look sane or successful is if he was trying to get himself arrested.
Okay.
In which case, great job.
All right.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tommy!
Yeah.
Let's take a trip out to Ontario County.
Well, what are we going
to
do?
Well, that's where we find a gentleman having what seems to be a disagreement with police.
Yeah.
And there aren't a lot of details here. But what we do know, authorities were called to a home for reports of a disturbance. And when they got there, they came across a 49-year-old man with a cane.
That's prime cane age.
49? That's young for a cane. 49.
No, it's old enough for a cane, but you're still agile enough to use it.
Something must have happened to upset this man.
So you commenced a caning?
Well, yes. Police say at some point the 49-year-old man hit one of the patrol cars.
He whacked the car with the cane?
Gave it an old cane whacking.
Imagine the sound of that, babe.
Boom!
And that has to hurt. Like your arm. Oh, you hit.
The reaver, or what do you call that? The
recoil.
Yeah. No, I don't think it's that either. I think we're dumb.
Yeah. The vibration.
There it is. We'll take it. So when you apparently when you hit a police car with a cane in the great state of New York,
what happens?
That is attempted criminal mischief.
Yeah.
And that wasn't the end of it. When police tried to place him under arrest, they say he physically resisted, which is pretty amazing because he needed a cane.
Yeah.
That also led to an additional charge. He's got a court date coming up. No word on whether or not they confiscated the cane.
Okay.
So I know having a cane is not an ideal situation for most people.
No.
But this is a reason you would want a cane, right? To, like, do things with it.
Sure.
Ah, really send home how upset you are in a situation where a cane is involved.
Yes.
All right, Tommy.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you this question up front. Are you okay with a 49-year-old man being arrested for hitting a cop car with a cane?
Am I okay with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kimmy, are you okay with that?
No, you're too young. Like, I'd give an older old man a pass, I guess, more than I would a 49-year-old.
So 49, man. You want him arrested for hitting the car with the cane, if that's
right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing.
Yeah.
It doesn't say in the story he swung the cane at a person.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like anyone was ever in danger.
Yeah.
But you used it out of anger.
Yeah. Okay, sure. And I get that you can't be whacking cop cars all willy-nilly.
I can't imagine what that cost to fix.
Well, who knows if he even made a dent?
Oh, you know it dented.
Now, what are you talking? How strong do you think this guy is?
Any wuss can dent a car with a cane.
You could not dent a car with a cane.
Yes, I could.
No, you couldn't.
Let's try it.
We got a cane? Oh, let's try it on my car. That's how much I believe.
Let me practice on your head.
No, I mean, I don't know, man. Like, I get you're following the letter of the law, fine.
I mean, it's so easy to dent a car.
Okay.
It is.
What an old man. Hey, Kimmy.
You could do it with a shopping cart if you want.
Shopping cart, like a goddamn stone on the street.
Kimmy, you know what I heard about cars?
What's that?
They don't make them like they used
to. They don't.
No, back in the day, you could take 5 or 6 whacks at that car without putting a
dent
in
it. They make them out of paper now.
So the most interesting part of this story, we told you that this 49-year-old man who is facing charges for attempted criminal mischief, right? But it doesn't seem he was facing any charges outside of the caning and the resisting arrest charges. So it is very possible that if he didn't cane this cop car, he just goes about the rest of his life.
So he would have just been walking free.
There's no other charges.
Okay.
I mean, if he's out.
So he basically did his. Yeah, he just escalated it into an arrest.
Exactly. And here's what I'm dying to know.
What's that?
I mean, he's obviously upset about something, i.e. cane.
Got the hothead.
You got it. And please, we're initially called there for reports of a disturbance.
Yeah.
So here's what I want to know. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263.
What's that?
Was he so upset that he allegedly caned that cop car because he was the subject of the disturbance call? Like somebody called on him making a disturbance?
Yeah.
Or was he upset because he called about a disturbance? The police determined when they got there didn't amount to enough to do anything.
Right.
And he was bothered and caned the cop.
It's probably that.
The second one.
Yeah, because you would think if he was involved in something, that would have been in the report. Like if he was in trouble when they got there.
Okay.
Like if he did something. It sounds like he called and he didn't get the result he wanted.
Oh, that's possible.
And he got pissed off and he hit the cop.
Why don't you do something about it?
He would say it just like that.
Pay my taxes.
This car's made out of paper.
Yeah, I bet you it was that. He didn't get the answer he wanted.
Can we agree with that?
Yeah, that could make sense.
And that's prime grumpy age, late 40s.
No. And you would, and it's one of those things where...
You say no because you're getting close.
I've seen you in your late 40s.
You sound like an old cat.
Meow.
Can you tell that making fun of his tracksuit's gotten to him already? It's not even 7 o'clock yet.
he already took off the hat.
You were saying, Kimmy.
No, I could see that happening because your anger builds up and you don't know what to do. And it's like a last... It's like a last-minute show of anger as they're about to leave, you know?
Okay.
And he's starting to get into that old man frustrating years.
No, I'm telling you, man.
I mean, like, but he is, I would picture a guy 20 years older than him doing that.
Yeah, like, I'm with Kimmy. Yeah. Like, if this said 69, 79, like, I get it.
Makes perfect sense.
49, you say what you want. It is way too young to be this angry with your kid.
No, it ain't, bro.
Okay.
You ain't been there yet.
You ain't had a cane at 49. I knew you were 49.
I've been 49. I was very frustrated. I had a kid at the bar that wouldn't listen.
I'm here pumping you full of drinks. You don't respect me. 252-WCMF. We're talking about the story out in Ontario County. Police were called to a place for a disturbance. We don't know what happened with that, but they came across a 49-year-old man. The man had a cane. Something happened. Must have upset this man because, according to police, he smashed a cop car with his cane. That is attempted criminal mischief, according to the laws of this great state. And also, when police tried to place him under arrest, they say he physically resisted, which led to that additional charge. He's got a court date coming up, and we're trying to figure out why a man who is not facing any other charges, sounds like he would have just walked away from the whole situation, chose to cane a police car. Let's shift the conversation a second.
Sure.
Tommy?
Yeah.
Is a guy with a cane cool?
Depends on the cane. It depends on the outfit.
Okay, so break down what makes cane guy cool.
Like one of those cool, like, canes that has like an ornate top to it.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Custom cane.
Yeah, like you don't really need it. It's more for show.
Okay.
That's cool. But if you have like one of those orthopedic wide bottom four
if there's a tennis ball on the
end
of it.
Yes. Yeah, a grandpa cane. Like like you would get it at the hospital. No.
Okay, yes. I understand those are not cool canes.
Like a dress cane.
What is a dress cane?
It's a straight cane, no handle. You just kind of hold it.
When is the last? Okay, what are you talking about? Like movies from the 20s?
No, but if I was
about a staff?
If I was a member, if I was like the leader of a secret organization and I'm sitting down holding a meeting, I would have that cane with like a skull on it or like something cool.
All right,
like a crystal.
All right, I'm going to ask you a question.
What?
All right, because Kimmy, I want you in on this too. All right. We go out to a bar. Because we know a lot of guys. One closer than the rest that will dress just to look better, like, you know, weirder than everybody else.
Spiff it up.
No. Obnoxious for the sake of being obnoxious.
All right.
And we got a buddy, and we see him, and he's got a cane. He doesn't need the cane.
But he's got one of them cool canes.
Ornate, cool, straight unnecessary cane. It's just part of the outfit.
Yeah.
Is that guy cool or is that guy a douche?
It depends on the guy.
What do you mean?
There's certain guys that could pull it off. Right.
Okay, here's what it is. If the guy looks like he doesn't need the cane but has a cane, is he cool?
Yeah.
So it's just cool using cane. It purely as an accessory to his outfit.
That guy's a douche.
Yeah, that's a douchey. That's a douchey move.
It's a douchey cane.
Yes.
Yeah, you don't need the cane.
Well, what's the point?
All right, so any cane like that, you guys don't like.
Well, I don't. I mean, no. If you need the cane,
yeah. And like I can clearly tell that you would struggle without the cane.
Then it's acceptable?
Yeah, I get it. Like, you're gonna jazz handicap. It up a little if this is something you're going to need for a long time.
I don't want anybody handicapped.
You kind of do.
Don't use a cane unless it's necessary.
Because you'd be saying, like, he shouldn't have that cane. He ain't limping.
No, but, yeah, if you don't need the cane, don't use the cane. I'm not going to call anybody out. Like, hey, let me pull the cane out from under his arm and see if he falls down.
But, you know, like, sometimes, like, you know, back in the old days, they had those, like, spiffed out tuxedos with the top hat and cane.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were also doing dances with that. That was part of, like, the dance.
Yeah, you know.
No, but to Kimmy's point, was that a thing they actually did, or was that just to have an accessory on Broadway when they were
with tap shoes?
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
No, but if you look at them old like rich guys back in the 20s, they all had canes and cigars, but I don't think they all limped.
And Kimmy, those guys weren't douchey at all.
No, they built America.
Robert, no, they had money and exploited people to die building America.
Well, you gotta get everything done. And you had to poke them with the cane to get them to work.
I think Kimmy, you'll agree with me.
Yeah.
Any man that has a fashion cane that is unnecessary for health might be the world's biggest douchebag.
Yeah.
Fair? I gotta start looking at things.
I mean, well, you know.
Yeah, you do actually. I've seen you walk around.
Because it was always like that one kid in his high school prom picture that had the cane to match his tuxedo.
Right, just trying to be cool.
They would sell you the cane for like an extra $20.
Yep.
And they would
rent a cane.
There was always one or two in the mix.
It wasn't rent a cane. No, the big push from the tuxedo place was like, we'll sell you the cane for $20. You keep the cane. And the kids were like, wow, I get to keep the cane. What do you do with it after? What do you do with the cane, Steve?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Can't use it at the
skate
park.
Using it for Halloween like 10 years later.
The only exception, I think, the only exception to having a cane without needing a cane, cane sword.
Cane sword.
Like you're getting ready to knight somebody.
No.
No, but they used to sell them at these flea markets we used to go to that were like extremely low end.
Wait, you think that's cool?
Again, bro, so it looks like you got that tracksuit from one of those flea markets.
It was a hidden sword inside the cane, so you could pull it out like a sheath.
Yeah.
And then you'd have basically a sword.
Yeah.
To like fend off who's ever in front of you. Like you're like half-ass Zorro.
I love how you think that's stupid, but black tuxedo cane is that's necessary.
Well, I mean, yeah. I think it's cool.
No. Weapon is cool. Regular cane.
What if I had straight cane,
yeah,
skull handle on top?
Do you need it?
No.
Okay,
I don't need it.
Douchey. Skull handle, guy who needs it, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the guys have the skull handles don't need it.
Well, why would
Because it doesn't help you actually struggle when you're walking. It would hurt.
Well, okay, fine. Well, you just get...
Because there's no handle on
it. You get an orthopedic skull. What does the skull mean, by the way? Like, what would you think of a guy that had a skull handle?
You're just trying to be cool.
What are you trying to get your old co-host back?
Yeah. that's a guy that would have it because he had skull rings.
But he would need it.
Well, now he would definitely need it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I wouldn't hold it. Like,
Now I don't even think he can hold it. So, yeah, it wouldn't even work. You'd have to constantly hand him the cane. Wait, people get old, but I'm not trying to be mean.
No, I know people get old. I'm watching it happen in front of my face, man. It's like when that guy in Indiana Jones drank the wrong grail, like literally every day.
What do you want from me?
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We've been rambling long enough. Folks are waiting on hold again. We're talking about this 49-year-old man out in Ontario County. Police were called for a disturbance. We don't know what happened with that situation, but they came across this man. At some point, he got angry. Police say he hit one of their cop cars with a cane, also resisted arrest. He's facing charges for both of those things. Rammer's on CMF. Hey, Rammer, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning. Good. Happy Thursday. So I think you're missing the potential grumpiness of a 49-year-old. Let's paint a picture here. Because at 52, I was kind of going through this. Just had surgery. I'm out of work. I'm getting $170 from disability from New York State. I got teenage kids that want money. I'm going through my first divorce, and I got to sell my house because it's just too big for me.
But, you know, he don't like to complain.
I'm saying this guy could be wound tighter than a, you know, golf ball.
Okay,
so you're saying you're thankful you didn't have a cane because you would have used it.
Well, I had a cane.
He had a cane, Kimmy. A $4,000 cane made out of a door that he purchased.
No.
Yo, he had the hurricane.
I had surgery. I had femoral bypass surgery. I had to walk around with a cane for 3 months. I mean, you know, it's not fun. And then you're going to put all that other stuff on top of it. This guy could be, you know, like I said, he's ready to walk the cliff.
Rammer, you're right. We should be more in tune to what potential problems. Question, Rammer, did you have the skull cane?
Nah, I just had one of them, you know, medical folding, you know.
You get them free with every bypass?
Probably could not put a dent in a car.
Ah, see, told you.
Bro, because you had the bypass.
All right, guys, take care.
Rammer, it's the first time Rammer got bored with his own phone call. And bye. All right, you know what, I'm out of it. I got nothing.